You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, the discussion around a wealth tax is doing the rounds again, and given the state of the South African economy and the shortfall in tax collection, should wealthy South Africans be expected to pay a little more? We've already got a long history of wealth transfer taxes in the form of donations tax. We've got estate duties, we've got capital gains tax, but there's never really been a tax on the net wealth holdings of individuals. Hilary Dudley, MD of Citadel Fiduciary, joins us now. Evening, Hilary. A precedent for this was a once-off solidarity levy introduced by former Finance Minister Derek Keyes back in 1994 to balance the books then and also to mark the advent of democracy. But circumstances then were very different.
Yes, Michael, good evening, and thank you for inviting me to join you. Yes, I think it's very clear, especially given the crisis situation we're in right now, that things are quite different economically. And therefore, one has to question whether a similar measure is appropriate.
And that was going to be my next question. Given the current economic outlook, how would a wealth tax or a solidarity levy fit into the broader scheme of things, which may in any case not yield enough revenue, but could well become permanent in the South African context?
Well, absolutely, Michael. The problematic issues are vast regarding how to collect such a tax, how to implement such a tax. And in fact, perhaps even going to the basics as to what constitutes wealth. There's not a lot of clarity at the moment as to how a proposed tax would be levied. And there's a lot of conjecture and supposition which doesn't assist the situation. I think the reason that this has re-emerged at this stage was a comment made by the Minister of Finance in the supplementary budget in June, where he explained that we'll need to collect an extra $40 billion in personal income tax over the next 4 years. And therefore, the red flag has gone up as to how that will be achieved. And going back to recommendations by the Davis Tax Committee, the supposition is that possibly it would be in the form of a wealth tax.
But to the Davis Tax Committee's findings, didn't the Davis Tax Committee also report and find that it would just be administratively far too complex to implement something of a wealth tax in the guise that was then before it?
Absolutely, Michael. It was a very strong recommendation by the committee at the time that a lot more investigation had to be done by Treasury into whether or not a wealth tax would be appropriate, and in particular to evaluate whether revenue generated by the imposition of a new tax would exceed the administrative and economic burden of imposing such a tax, both on the taxpayer and on SARS. Learning from the experience with the implementation of capital gains tax in 2001, it was a very complex process. It took quite a long time for the taxpayer and for SARS to collect the tax efficiently. And so the Davis Tax Committee left a lot of questions unanswered and also recommended that further information be sought as to whether to implement such a new tax. If you look back to even the first report that Davis did on estate duty, the initial recommendation then was to not implement a wholly new tax, but rather implement existing taxes more efficiently and broaden the tax base. And then in the wealth tax report, Davis also recommended perhaps re-looking at some of the tax breaks that retirement funds were given in the late 90s, early 2000s, and even more recently. So from my point of view, there's still a lot of unanswered questions where it seems that Treasury hasn't considered these recommendations. And it'll be interesting to see what transpires if a wealth tax is going to be imposed as early as in the next tax year.
Do you think we'll have any indication come the October budget, or are we going to have to wait until next year's February budget?
Well, perhaps Actually, we would get an indication sooner than next year, but the supplementary budgets seem to indicate that that may not be the case, hence the conjecture at the moment. It's also not clear whether this would come in the form of some kind of tax increase or a once-off so-called solidarity wealth tax. Which has also been creating a lot of questions.
Absolutely. I think the bottom line is that rather than looking for new ways to transfer wealth via the tax system, really what we need to be doing is just growing the economy and growing the tax base. Hilary Dudley, MD of Citadel Fiduciary.